Yeah, and you've got a great selection of activities and a great selection of reflections. So, if you look back over the last 18 months, is there anything that, you know, any like high points that you think, wow, that was great, I was so pleased that I was involved in that?
I think Tech Tinkers is something that I'm really pleased with, considering that I started participating in Tech Tinkers since grade 9, so it's been basically 3.5 years. And so in grade 11, I had the opportunity to be the chair of Tech Tinkers, and in terms of like spearheading initiatives and sort of starting and creating a awareness campaign, I think that was one of my biggest accomplishments as a leader in Tech Tinkers, as the awareness campaign sort of allowed us to spread awareness regarding our initiative as well as the issue of e-waste. And as a result of our awareness campaign, we were able to get a threefold increase in the number of donations we received, and therefore we were able to help more NGOs and global GC partners.
Now, when you say donations, does that mean phones or computers or bits, or does that mean cash?
So donations include any sort of electronic device. We don't accept cash donations.
Right. Okay.
And so these devices are basically old devices that people would normally throw out, but instead they can donate to us, whether it be phones, computers, printers, TVs, it could be anything. And so based on the conditions and how we can sort of go around those problems, we sort of fix them, repair them, sort of refurbish them, and send those off to GCs as well as local services in Singapore as well in order to meet their technological needs.
Yeah. So cool. That's been a high point.
That's been a high point, yeah.
Anything else? Any of your other?
I think my piano exams have also been a high point because of the pandemic, we couldn't have practical exams because the cases were really high. And so I think I had to sort of wait 1.5 years in order to give my grade 5 APRSM piano exam. And so I was able to do that through the performance criteria where I could record at home and sort of send it off to them, which was very good. I mean, I did have to wait a lot, but I guess that was very fruitful as well, because then I could practice more and sort of improve my playing skills more. So that was a very good aspect as well. I think another aspect would be from Kolkata GC, because in Kolkata GC I was the head of finance. And so this was for the 2020-2021 academic year, and so even then Singapore had really strict regulations for COVID, and so the annual dance showcase that we host, Kahani, had to be filmed and it was online. And so a problem we faced was sort of getting donations, money donations, to help Voice of World, which is an NGO in Kolkata that we support in school. And so my team and I had to sort of go around the issue and sort of find ways of attaining donations from people and sort of reaching the 3,000-4,000 goal that we needed. And so I think we were able to do that through like QR codes and other solutions that we sort of processed and we sort of provided, so that we could get donations from parents and other students during performances.
Okay, great. Would you say, I mean, you've kind of touched on things that have been a bit challenging. Is there anything else that's been a particular challenge?
I think while Tech Tinkers has allowed me to sort of improve on many skills and sort of allow me to accomplish many of my goals, it has also been quite challenging because of COVID, right? We were lacking donations from the school community, and so we didn't really have much tech to donate to others other than the ones we already had. And another problem was that because pre-COVID, we used to send off computers, phones abroad to like Vietnam for the Blue Dragons Foundation, to Tigers Watch, which is a NGO in Rajasthan that saves tigers. And so this sort of limited our donations and our sort of service to help other NGOs around the world. And so we could only donate to Singapore, but definitely in terms of maintaining partnerships, I think that was a struggle. And so hopefully this year or even next year, we find some sort of solution, or tech fingers find some sort of solution to like send off technology and devices abroad without having too many problems in terms of like customs.
Like when you do that, how do you do that? Do you just send someone on an aeroplane? Would you like?
This used to happen on Project Week. So during Project Week, a lot of people would go to like Vietnam for their service health. Or they would go to India, they would go to Kenya.
Because I was just questioning like the cost of shipping stuff over.
Yeah.
The whole point of having something like Project Week is you can just take it all with you.
Yeah, Project Week was our main sort of mode of transport to the NGOs, because during Project Week, a lot of students would work with these NGOs. Yeah. And so while they're working and doing their own Project Week, they also help us sort of send off the tech.
Cool. Okay, great. Wonderful. You're going off to university at some point soon.
Yeah.
What do you think, is there anything like skill-wise you think would be really useful? Is one thing to think about. Anything skill-wise, but also is there anything you'll actually, anything you've got really involved in you'd like to continue as if you can?
I think the aspect of improving environmental sustainability has become one of my goals, I guess, from my involvement in Tech Tankers, as well as my EE that was based around environmental sustainability. I've become more passionate about it. And therefore, like in university, I would like to also participate in activities and extracurriculars that sort of have that goal or aim, so that I can further drive my passion, as well as sort of collaborate with other students that are passionate about this as well. So I guess an initiative similar to Tech Tinkers would be really nice. But not only Tech Tinkers, I feel like because Tech Tinkers only sort of looks at e-waste, it would be quite interesting to look at other modes of waste or other ways of improving environmental sustainability, so that I can sort of broaden my knowledge, as well as it would allow me to be exposed to the wider aspect of environmental sustainability as well.
That's great. Wow. Okay, how now, just in terms of life, the universe and everything, how are you doing? How's, are you getting some sleep at night at the moment?
Yeah.
Getting to bed earlier than
Yeah.
What about university, where are we with that?
Currently I don't have any acceptances yet, because I think all of the universities that I've applied to, their acceptances come in like March or April.
Okay.
And so I'm still waiting for those.
Okay. Where are they?
US, UK, and I still need to apply to Singapore.
Okay.
But yeah, those are the three main.
And what would you like to do there?
Most likely computer science. But I mean, in my future, I wouldn't see computer science or like being a software engineer as my main goal.
No.
I think I would want to sort of use my knowledge of computer science to help the industry of healthcare in terms of like computational biology and all of that, because that's something that interests me. Like, I don't want to go into medicine as a doctor, but more as a researcher and someone that sort of applies science and technology to help others and make things more efficient.
That's great. Anything else you want me to know or you think I should know?
No. I think everything.
Great, Emmanuel. Thank you. It's all really interesting. It's fascinating. It's a shame we don't get to talk much more. It's a busy place, isn't
it? Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Let's stop there.